Educational barriers, employment market ups and downs, access to certain services, these can be fairly common challenges in urban centers right throughout Canada and throughout the province of Quebec. But in a rural context and in a language minority situation, these challenges can become even more glaring and problematic. And thanks to organizations like Phelps Helps and Stansted, individuals are getting the support and the help they need to realize their educational and their employment goals. So that's a good thing. And it's also the topic of our show today. This is About Townshippers. Let's jump in. Welcome to About Townshippers. My name is Ed Humphrey. Thanks for tuning in to our humble weekly show where, from one episode to the next, our objective is always pretty simple. We like to highlight the services, the programs, and the events that are important to English speakers throughout the Estrie region of Quebec, actually throughout all of the Eastern Townships. Now, each week, we help you discover people and organizations that are making a difference in all kinds of sectors, in arts and culture, in education, in health and social services, in tourism, and in employment, just to name a few. So here we go. Phelps Helps is a real pillar in the Stansted community, and they were established in 2012 to combat the high dropout rates in the area. And since then, they've gone from a single high school tutoring program to six individual programs that provide educational and career support. And Sarah McNeil is the Education and Career Compass Program Coordinator at Phelps Helps, and she's with us today to talk about the organization, its programs, and how students, adults, and families can benefit from their services. Sarah, it's 2025. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, this is great. I'm excited to talk about Phelps and everything you guys do. In 2023, Phelps Helps celebrated 10 years of providing educational and career support to the Stansted community. You just have to mention Phelps Helps throughout the townships, and it's a very familiar name, and you guys have your reputation does precede you. But let's go back. So how did your initial after-school tutoring program come to be? Like, what was the initial spark that got everything going?
The initial spark that got Phelps Helps going was a moment at the opening of the Pat Burns Arena in Stansted, where Jeannie Markwick and Catherine Vanderlinden listened to a speech by the mayor in which he mentioned that the dropout rate in Stansted was 50%, which they thought was clearly unacceptable. So they started chatting with each other, started reaching out to other folks in the community. And they came to the conclusion that a tutoring program could be a viable solution, part of the solution to the problem. And so they partnered with Katie Lowry, who is now our executive director, but she was a local educator at the time, to start tutoring their first students. And thus the Phelps Helps program was born.
A word that's going to come back once in a while during our chat today is the fact that you guys have become really a pillar, you know, thanks to that initial spark. You know, in the efforts of those real dedicated individuals that, like I mentioned earlier, wherever I mentioned Phelps, people go, oh, their eyes kind of light up. Your services are well appreciated in the area. So let's talk a bit about those services and how they reflect your support model, which is actually four pillars, isn't it?
It is. It is. Our model is based around education, career, advocacy, and autonomy. These guide everything that we do. And we're aiming to help people feel like they belong, build their confidence, and become independent. So we think about the big picture and we break it down into smaller steps with our different programs. These programs include the Spark program, where we bring fun STEM activities straight into the classrooms. Compass is another big one, helping youth age 12 to 35 get ready for college, apply for jobs, or even go back to school. And our summers, we don't stop. They're packed with our STEM summer camp, and that's where high schoolers get to become leaders. Of course, we have our new youth club, which is all about giving teens a place to hang out, grow, and connect.
So when do you guys sleep, if at all?
We're busy. We're a very busy bunch.
How many team members do you guys have altogether?
I think we're at 16 staff right now.
Over and above the volunteers, which we'll talk about in a second, right?
That's right.
Along with your academic activities at Phelps, you guys also have And you actually just mentioned one, but you also have recreational programs, which includes that youth club. So how important is the youth club in your overall programming, and how has that evolved?
Well, getting kids to feel welcome and be part of the community has always been a huge, big deal for us. After the pandemic, it became even more crucial to find ways to reconnect with them. And that's where the youth club really came in. It's a complement to our academic programs, giving them a safe, inclusive space to just be themselves, to break their isolation, help them make good choices, and strengthen their ties to Phelps Helps. It's all about, you know, the kids wanting to be in the space and giving them that opportunity to hang out with each other and form that connection with us.
What's the age bracket for participating in the youth club?
It starts at 12 and it goes up to high schoolers and beyond, really. We even have a Dungeons and Dragons club. They come in once a week and we see alumni of our programming. I think our oldest participant is 25.
Oh, that's exciting. So I guess that person becomes a bit of a mentor as well to the younger participants.
That's right. And it's really neat to see them take on a leadership role with the younger participants. And sometimes that takes the form of being a game master for the Dungeons and Dragons sessions.
Are you a D&D fan yourself?
Yes, I'm a D&D spectator.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I refer to myself as the dungeon keeper. So I go I go around making sure that everybody has banana bread and something.
Oh, so it's BBDD.
Right.
Banana bread, Dungeon Dragons and
banana bread. Banana bread is synonymous with Phelps Helps. As soon as you walk in the door, you're just greeted with this warm waft of baking. It's very homey. And so the kids come for, they come for a variety of reasons, the food, not the least of them.
They come for the banana bread, but they stay right for the dragons. Hey, Sarah, among the many working pieces, you know, that kind of contribute to the organization's success, you know, ratio of volunteers to students, your volunteers, your partnerships in the community, you guys have a long-term funding campaign as well, and you have, you know, 16 dedicated team members. Is it possible to put your finger on like one element a bit more than the other that has really made a difference in the center's success?
So at Phelps Helps, our secret sauce is unequivocally the people, whether it's the employees or the volunteers. We're interwoven within the community. So you can often see us at events in the community with our own children, with our own families. And we just work on building trust through those authentic relationships with parents, kids, and families in Stansted. And so they don't see us necessarily as an institution that's sort of separate from the community, but rather human beings that they have relationships with. And we've really worked to build that trust through those relationships.
go. The woman I'm so crazy about, she don't love me no more. Think I'll catch me a freight train, cause I'm feeling blue. I don't wait to get the line, thinking only you. Meanwhile, in another city, just about to go insane. You to call my name. If I ever get back to stay, it's gonna be another brand new day. Welcome to the meeting now, out of San Francisco Bay. Hey, hey. Welcome with the baby now, out of San Francisco Bay.
I drank 60 doubles for the price of one, trying to find the courage to talk to one. I asked her for a dance, not a second glance. My night had just begun. Well, I drink to the Father of the Holy Ghost. I'm kneeling at the altar of my nightly post. So I'll raise a glass, not the first or last. Come join me in this toast. Because the old black rum's got a hold of me, like a dog wrapped around my leg. And the old black rum's got a hold of me, when I air for another day. Hey, when I air for another day.
Well, the Queen of George Street has been walking on by,
walking on by,
with some guy who don't care that she stood in line since half past nine, and spent 3 hours on her hair. Her friend is looking at me with an evil grin. I think the bloody racket might soon begin. I must have said something to the George Street Queen. The boys are joining in,
because the old black rum's got a hold on me, like a dog wrapped around my leg. And the old black rum's got a hold on me, when I live for another day. Hey, when I live for another day.
And so I drank all of my money and I slept out in the rain. Every day's different, but the nights, they're all the same. You never see the sun
on the old black rum.
But I know I'm gonna do it again,
because the old black rum's got a hold on me, like a dog wrapped around my leg. And the old black rum's got a hold on me, when I live for another day. Hey, when I live for another day. Because the old black rum's got a hold on me, like a dog wrapped around my leg.
To About Townshippers on CIDI 99.1 FM and on CGMQ 88.9 FM. We just heard Old Black Rum by Great Big Sea, just after San Francisco Bay Blues by Eric Clapton. Our guest today is Sarah McNeil, and she works with Phelps Helps, and she's here today to talk about the great education and employment services that the organization offers. Hey, Sarah, what's the process? When a parent phones in, or a teacher, or someone knocks at your door to take advantage of your services, how does it work? Let's walk us through that.
Well, once someone gets in touch, we really take the time to understand their needs. We'll do a little intake assessment. Sometimes that's just an informal conversation, and other times it can be much more in depth. So from there, we work together to create a plan of action. So every participant has a little action plan with to-dos, even if those to-dos are very, very simple, like apply to one job or respond to an email. So it could be really, really little things, but we make sure that everyone is feeling heard and seen and supported from the start. Then we keep in close touch to help them stay on track through regular follow-ups and check-ins.
On a scale of 1 to 10, we'll call it the collaboration scale, mm-hmm. from 1 to 10. Like, to what extent do schools and other organizations in the community and parents, and is it a real joint effort between all those players?
At Phelps Helps, it's always very collaborative. So we've got many partners in the community, the schools, other organizations, and they'll reach out when they see someone who could benefit from what we offer. Parents, too, we've worked really hard at gaining that trust with them in the community. So they'll come when they're struggling to help their kids because they know that we can help them with their kids' need academically. Some high schoolers even just show up on their own for tutoring, which is really powerful. It's amazing to see them take that initiative and know that we're there and trust us to ask for help. But it's definitely a two-way street. So we work hard to be present in the community, building relationships and creating awareness so that people feel comfortable coming to us when they need help.
The fact that high school students are knocking at your door, is it a new thing or has it always been like that?
I think definitely post-pandemic, we've been seeing more and more young people looking for places to go and, you know, places where they can be in a safe, supervised, sort of orderly environment where they can have those moments to connect and get the help that they need.
And it says a lot about them, you know. It's not easy to reach out. It's not always easy to go knock at a door, or to send an email or to phone someone if we need help with something. That's quite inspiring.
It is. It's actually I think it's a moment of great vulnerability for a high school student to admit that they don't understand and they don't know how to do the work. And they'll do everything in their power normally to sort of fly under the radar and hope that it doesn't catch up with them. But the fact that they know that Phelps Helps exists, they know who we are. Oftentimes, they've known us since they were in grade one because we're in the schools. That sort of fundamental trust is there. They're not approaching, they're not knocking on a stranger's door. They're knocking on someone's, a neighbor's door, really. It's we're part of the community.
That's really neat. That you should put that on your door. We're not just an organization. We're your neighbor.
Yeah, my husband's a songwriter, so I keep asking him, you have to write a song about Phelps Helps.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, well, I can't be mistaken because you just mentioned a few minutes ago, your core team is made up of about 16 individuals, and then you have another 7 or so members on your board of directors. So right off the bat, that's a huge collaborative effort. But let's talk about your volunteers. Now, I think you have like 50 or more volunteers that help deliver your program. So what do these volunteers bring to the table?
Oh, our volunteers are amazing. They have such a variety of skills, dedication to what we do. I'm always amazed at their generosity, how much time they give, how much expertise they share. So that really makes the tutoring experience for the students. What's beautiful is that they offer this non-judgmental support that makes the kids feel safe and that they matter and that they're worth it, because they see that here are adults in the community that are showing up just for them and they believe in their potential. Why would they be there if they didn't think that it was going to help? So that belief in their potential and the enthusiasm, it helps them build their confidence. And so through these strong, respectful relationships, they're really the heart of our teamwork at Phelps.
So say, for example, I wanted to become a volunteer, or I knew someone that wanted to become a volunteer. What kind of profiles do you look for in those individuals?
First of all, you don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to have a fancy degree or anything. We're really looking for people who are empathetic and who are calm, We appreciate practical skills. You know, somebody who can teach math and science would definitely be a huge asset. But really just sitting next to a high schooler and saying, hey, can I take a peek at your agenda? What's coming down the pipe this week? You know, go get your slice of banana bread and then let's talk about how you can prepare for that test. Really, it's just the willingness to sit beside a teen after school and accompany them as they organize their homework and get ready for their tests and quizzes.
You mentioned banana bread. It's not just during the Dungeons and Dragons. It's like a staple at Phelps.
Absolutely. So at every level of our programming, there's always food. And we have a partnership with the local grocery store, The Tradition, and we get boxes of food donations from them every week. And so there's always an abundance of bananas, especially. So
would it be safe to say that whether it's banana bread or other snacks and things like that, but not only are you guys providing support on the education and the employment side of things, but you guys are also providing a bit of food security?
That's right. So at Phelps Helps, we recognize the various barriers that students face in Stansted, but really these are issues that face many communities across Quebec and Canada. Having access to healthy, nutritious, filling food is, we don't take that as a given. You know, all students who get off the bus after school need a snack. So really, it's for everyone. We're not singling anyone out. But we do know that, you know, just statistically, coming through our door every day after school, there could very well be somebody who hasn't had enough to eat that day. And as teachers, as educators, we know that, you know, if we want learning to happen, these fundamental, and we talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, basic needs need to be met before, you know, learning can happen. So we make sure that we try to hit all of our bases before going in there and expecting them to do their homework.
Yeah, it's hard to concentrate if you haven't had breakfast.
That's it.
I just want to jump back very quickly to all the great volunteers. So we talked a bit about what they bring to the table, you know, what kind of individuals you're looking for. And now what would the average time commitment be for volunteers?
We know that showing up often and predictably for the kids is really important, but we also recognize that there's different levels of commitment that our volunteers can offer. So with all of the programs and events we run, there are plenty of ways to get involved. So whether you want to be a weekly tutor, monthly, or just pitch in at special events, we can definitely work around your schedule. So flexibility is a big part of Phelps Helps, and we're all about finding a way for you to make a meaningful contribution that fits your life. And every bit help and just that presence really does make a huge difference for the students we support.
My level of being impressed is increasing after every question. It's just amazing everything you guys do. And Well, Sarah McNeil, you're the Education and Career Compass Program Coordinator at Phelps Helps. And as many people may know, there's an important mix of French and English in Stansted. So to what extent are your programs bilingual? And is there a language that you perhaps cater to more than the other?
One of the really special things about Stansted is its bilingual nature. It's a huge part of who we are. So it makes sense that our programs cater to both English and French speakers. We aim for balance, but we pay extra attention to the English-speaking community since they, you know, the research is out there, the data exists, that they often face more hurdles with education and jobs. So yeah, our goal is to make everything we offer accessible for everyone. We focus on equity, which means more than just providing equal services, but we really try to understand what people need and tailor our programs to support them best. So it's all about creating an inclusive, welcoming space where everyone, no matter their language, can thrive.
So Sarah, does that mean that there are separate programs for French and English, or it's more of a hybrid bilingual context for each program?
So the vast majority of our programming is completely bilingual. The only exception is around the fact that our schools in the community are divided along language lines. So when we go into the schools, if we're going into an English school, of course, everything will happen in English and vice versa. Our elementary school tutoring program, we have the students come in, again, English schools, and French schools on different days of the week. But that's not a reflection on our programming. Like I said, it's really about the fact that the schools are divided along those lines, sort of as part of the way that the system is delivered in Quebec. But as soon as the students enter high school, the two local English high schools, La Ruche in Magog and Alexander Galt in Lennoxville, the high school's tutoring takes place all together, all the students in one big room.
Once again, inclusiveness and accessibility seems to be the foundation of everything you guys do. So, well, now we've talked a bit about banana bread, a lot about banana bread, actually. But let's talk a bit about pudding, because the proof is in the proverbial pudding. So do you have any success stories you can share with us?
Absolutely. There are so many to choose from, but I'll tell you the story of one of our participants in particular, because they're a great example of what happens when you combine hard work with the right support. This participant is now 17 years old, and she's been with Phelps Help since elementary school, so about 8 years. What really helped her to stay on track was regularly attending our high school tutoring sessions, and that really played a big role in her graduating high school. Now she's in her first year of CEGEP. She's doing well, has dreams to become a teacher someday, and we'll be right there with her the whole way. So what's even more inspiring is that even though she has a full course load, she's been volunteering at Phelps Helps with our elementary school tutoring program, and she's also helping lead our youth committee.
Oh, so full circle.
Yeah, yeah. She even took on a paid role over the summer as one of our summer camp leaders. And really, she's not an exception. Like I said, we have many examples of these high school students who we help them graduate and they go on to post-secondary and then they come back either, you know, as a volunteer or as an employee. So really they're giving back to their community and becoming role models. This particular participant refers to Phelps Helps. She's very fond of referring to Phelps Helps as her second family. And I think that's a sentiment that's shared by many.
Probably got her with the banana bread as well. That probably helped.
That down home feeling.
Yeah, right. Wow. Any others? Do you have one more?
Another great example of a success story at Phelps Helps is participant zero, the first high school tutoring participant that we had on day one. She's still connected to Phelps Helps. And like the previous example, she's been a volunteer. She's been a paid employee, and now she's in a post-secondary educational program, and she's a young mom. And so I've really seen her blossom through the leadership that she demonstrates in our summer camp and sort of the mentorship that she offers as a former participant who's been through it and she's still going through it. And she's a part of our team and really giving back to the community in that way.
Well, that's huge. When we can, in any way, when we can inspire youth or anybody to participate in a program where they can grow and then they feel like giving back. I mean, that's, like I said, that's full circle stuff.
It is. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. What's funny is I'm going to do a bit of a corny bridge to this, to our next song, Sarah. It sounds like you kind of take rough diamonds and then you kind of polish them up a bit in all the work you do. That's my corny bridge to this song by Ben Harper, which is called Diamonds on the Inside.
I knew a girl, her name was Truth. She was a horrible liar. She couldn't spend one day alone, but she couldn't be satisfied. When you have everything, you have everything to lose. She made herself a bed of nails, and she's planning on putting it to use. But she had diamonds on
English speaker looking for information on the services, programs, and activities available to you in Eastern Townships? Well, perhaps you want to stay up to date on the government policies and legislation that affect you, your family, and your community. Well, if so, Townshippers Association can help. You see, we've been supporting the English-speaking community since about 1979. So to learn more about the many different resources in the townships, visit our website, townshippers.org. You can find us on Facebook, and you can discover a whole lineup of videos on our YouTube channel. And of course, you can tune into our weekly episode of About Townshippers on CIDI 99.1 FM on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. And if you're in the CGMQ 88.9 FM broadcasting area, well, you can listen on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. or on Thursdays at 4 p.m. And if there's an organization, a service, or a program you'd like us to talk about on the show, well, just send us an email. ta@townshippers.org. Whether you're a townshipper for life or a townshipper for a day, we're happy you're there, and thanks for listening.
Jesus hangs behind the clouds, above Venetian doors, his window box boasts crimson flowers fresh cut the day before, and you couldn't find the smile you nailed it to his face. But Jesus Christ hangs his head with grace. And if Venice is sinking, I'm going under. 'Cause beauty's religion, and it's christened me with wonder. They come in bent, backed, creaking across the floor, all dressed in black. Candles thick as pillars, you can buy one off the floor. And the ceiling's painted gold, and Mary's hair is red. The old come here to kiss their dead.
Is sinking, I'm going under. It's beauty's religion, and it's christened me with wonder.
Down to the floor in a room that had a postcard on the door of Marini's little man with an erection on a horse. It always leaves me laughing, leaves me feeling that of course it
Welcome back to About Townshippers on CIDI 99.1 FM and on CGMQ 88.9 FM. We heard And If Venice Is Sinking by Spirit of the West, a great group from the western part of Canada. Actually, they're from North Vancouver, I believe. And that followed Diamonds on the Inside by Ben Harper. And today we're talking to Sarah McNeil from Phelps Helps, and we're learning about this great organization in Stanstead that was founded in 2012 to combat the high dropout rates in the area. And since then, as we mentioned a bit earlier, the organization has gone from a single high school tutoring program to six individual programs that provide career support and educational support as well. And now, Sarah, within the Stanstead community, at the organizational or even the individual level, in your opinion, how have attitudes evolved when it comes to educational and career success? And you've probably seen that in your dealings with parents or with teachers or school administrations.
Absolutely. You know what I was thinking of when you were playing the song that Diamonds on the Inside is that we often say that Stanstead is a hidden gem. People sometimes think that we're like at the, you know, the end of the earth, way down near the U.S. border, you know, it's hard to get to, but there's so many amazing things going on. It's really special. We're a hidden gem, and we've seen that it's had its ups and downs. It's a town that's in need of revitalization, and we've seen a real shift over time. It's been thanks to consistency, our presence, and the trust that we've built, not just by us, but to other partners in the community. And people are starting to take ownership of their futures. So when folks are given the right opportunities and tools, it does create a sense of empowerment and hope. So in fact, an anecdote just came to mind. One of our participants who I worked with extensively around employment landed a job at the local history museum, the Colby Curtis. And not too long after he was hired, he came across these old photographs of what the main street, Dufferin Street in Stansted, used to look like. So if you look at these old pictures, Dufferin Street was lined with these stately elm trees. And there'd been a blight on the elms. I think it's called Dutch elm disease. And so those trees don't exist anymore. And, you know, we're in the museum and we're talking about Stansted and its history. And like I said, it's ups and downs and struggles. And he said, you know, I really think, you know, we should replant those trees. And I said, why not? You know, go for it. You know, let the town know and everything is possible. And he said, yeah, we should bring back the trees on Dufferin Street. And so I just think that that's such a great example of how, you know, hope can be reignited.
Are you sure you're not a poet? Why? And or the metaphor of planting seeds.
Yeah, for sure. We're going around planting seeds. And, you know, working with children is such a wonderful opportunity because, you know, here we are, we're working upriver, you know, we're laying the groundwork to break cycles and, like you said, plant those seeds for the future.
Seedlings, they become bigger trees. They get their root system goes deeper and deeper, mm-hmm. vertically or horizontally. So it all has to do with planting those seeds and creating the hope. And from what I understand from our discussion, it's creating those roots.
Right? That's right.
Now to continue planting those seeds and creating those roots and providing all the support that you guys have been doing since 2012, like a lot of non-for-profit organizations, you guys do need money to keep going. So it's an ongoing challenge or need. So while you do receive government funding, for example, the federal government grant to pilot the Youth Club and the Canada Post Community Foundation grant for your SPARK program, I did a bit of research. How can individuals or organizations contribute to Phelps Helps?
Right. Well, we're so grateful for any donation, big or small, because it all adds up and helps us continue our work. You can donate online at www.phelpshelps.ca/donate. But as we discussed before, money isn't the only way to contribute. We've got plenty of volunteering opportunities, whether it's tutoring students or helping out at events. And another super simple way to help is by engaging with us on social media. Sharing our posts is a big deal for us. It really boosts our visibility. A lot happens in Stansted on Facebook. So spreading that awareness ultimately helps us support more youth in Stansted.
So the request, the invitation has been thrown out there into the social network sphere. So people can help financially, of course. There is a dedicated page on your website. And I totally understand that it's getting shares can make a big difference in getting the word out there. So now here we are at the end of our chinwag today, Sarah. So if families or potential volunteers want more information or wish to contact someone on your team, how do they do that?
Well, we'd love to hear from them. Anyone who's interested can visit our website at www.phelpshelps.ca. Call us at 819-704-0799 or send us an email at info@phelpshelps.ca. And like I said, we're active on Facebook and Instagram, and we regularly post updates and ways to get involved, so they can get in touch with us that way too, and we'd be thrilled to hear from them.
Well, there you go. Sarah McNeil, you are the Education and Career Compass Program Coordinator at Phelps Helps, a great educational and employment organization in Stansted. I'd like to thank you very much for being with us today. And heck, well, all the best to you and your team and your participants for 2025.
Oh, thank you so much. And same to you.
Take care.
We'll be right back.
Well, welcome back to About Townshippers on CIDI 99.1 FM and now on CGMQ 88.9 FM. Now, we just heard Old Dan Tucker, interpreted by Bruce Springsteen from the 2006 Seeger Sessions. And that particular album was the first one that he did of entirely non-Springsteen material and actually contains his interpretation of 13 folk songs made popular by activist folk musician Pete Seeger. And just before that, we heard Crossfire, a classic from Stevie Ray Vaughan's In Step, the fourth album by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, released in 1989. And that's an album that actually won the 1990 Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Recording. And there you have it, friends. We've come to the end of another episode of About Townshippers. You can hear us Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. on CIDI 99.1 FM. And you can catch us on CGMQ 88.9 FM, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 4 p.m. And of course, this show doesn't get done all by itself. I'd like to give a big shout out to Yvon Grondin. He's our show's technician and our editor. Thank you, sir, for all the great work you do. And if you'd like to hear some great classic rock, well, tune in to Ivan's show, which is actually called, appropriately, the Ivan Hour. It's actually 60 minutes of classic rock on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 p.m. on CIDI. And if you're a movie lover, well, tune into CGMQ 88.9 FM for Melanie Cutting's movie reviews. So it's pretty simple. You bring the popcorn, and she'll bring her take on recent films that she has seen and that you may want to consider. You can listen to her show every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. on CGMQ 88.9 FM. And my name it was, it is, and from what I've been told, it will remain Ed Humphrey. This has been About Townshippers, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Take care.
Time slips by, running out of ways to feel alive. Won't put to waste this lovely dream of mine, but time's not on my side. One day I'm gonna climb the walls I hide behind, see the world in all the bright colored lights. Yeah, I'll be alright. Just because I cry the tears doesn't mean I won't make it out of here. Make your mistakes, don't grow from the pain. You gotta look ahead, look ahead. Make your mistakes, don't grow from the pain. You gotta look ahead, look ahead. You gotta look ahead. Looking down, watch my footsteps going around and around. I may be lost, but at least I move around. Won't wait to be found. Close the door to the things that aren't like before. And if it hurts you to your core, my darling, you don't need them anymore. Oh, just because I cried a tear doesn't mean I won't make it out of here. Make your mistakes, you'll grow from the pain. You gotta look ahead, look ahead. Make your mistakes, you'll grow from the pain. You gotta look ahead, look ahead. You gotta look ahead. Look ahead. Make your mistakes, you'll grow from the pain. You gotta look ahead.